Fort Worth police arrested 40-year-old homeless man Cedric Carmond Steele Wednesday on arson charges. They say he filled six bottles with lighter fluid and a wick, put the Molotov cocktails in a paper bag, lit it, and threw it at the front door of Senator Wendy Davis's office. Then he took off as staff members extinguished the fire with no injuries. Fort Worth Police Chief Jeff Halstead said Steele's behavior and comments suggest he's mentally unstable. The chief said he thought of other recent incidents around the country and issued new orders to the force.
We want them to extend a contact to any and all other elected officials in Fort Worth, and we want them to greet them, update them on this case, but also that if there is any other incidents, any other areas of security or concern for our city, we want to be the first to be notified, and we'll have the right staff deployed to ensure their safety.
Senator Wendy Davis said now might be the time to cool emotional speech of the political season.
We need to be very careful about the type of rhetoric that is bantered about as part of political campaigns and political dynamics, because behind that rhetoric are vulnerable people who are doing good work on behalf of the citizens of this community who are being placed at risk.
Police say there's no evidence, though, that Steele's behavior was driven by politics. Multiple reports show he had a history of incidents in several cities, from assault and battery to breaking and entering. The police reports say he talked to aliens several times right before the Senate office incident. Of comments he made that seemed unbelievable, Chief Halstead said Steele made at least one that has since become true.
Mr. Steele made unusual statements to office staff stating that they would soon read about him in the news.
Steele is jailed on $50,000 bond and faces a felony arson charge. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.